It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. The evil queen gave Snow White a poisonous apple that set her into a magical deep sleep. But in Tooele County, a mining company used runoff water polluted with heavy metals to grow their toxic orchards. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1933, a Tooele mining company called the Bullion Coalition gave away 700 bushels of their famous apples to low-income families. But the story of how a mining company came to own a commercial orchard actually began much earlier, with the creation of one of Utah's largest mine drainage tunnels. After decades of mining in the Ochre Mountains, Tooele Mine started to shut down in the early 1900s because vast reservoirs of underground water blocked access to new ore deposits. The Honorine Tunnel was constructed in 1903 in an attempt to revive mining operations. It was 7 feet wide, 9 feet high, and 4,000 feet deep. A flume that ran below the car track allowed up to 2,000 gallons of water per minute to flow downhill from an underground reservoir. With the groundwater drained, mining operations continued, and the Bullion Coalition Company purchased the Honorine and all surrounding mines. The company's founders, Charles L. Crockwell and B.F. Bauer, helped establish an orchard of fruit trees at the base of the mine in order to make use of the runoff water and retain rights to it. This water, from deep in the Ochre Mountains, made the Tooele Bauer Orchard the largest in Utah, and the only one owned by a mine. At its peak, the orchard covered 175 acres and grew 19,000 fruit trees, mostly apple, but also peach and apricot. The arsenic, lead, and other heavy metals found naturally in the mine's reservoir tainted the water used to irrigate the orchard and likely poisoned the fruit. This was probably unknown at the time, since the orchard's metalliferous fruit was packed and shipped to most of the large cities in the United States. In the end, the orchard was abandoned as water was increasingly diverted for ore smelting operations instead. The industries of ore production and fruit growing in Utah may never again be paired in such a way, and that's probably for the best. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.